92.9, that's the next station I have to remember.
92.9 FM, yes. You will hear Dave and Kevin over there.
Penetrate all the way out here into southwestern Laramie County?
Yes.
Yes.
It will. It goes clear all the way to Chugwater. I'm teasing. No.
Well, I hope it doesn't run out of gas.
How you doing, Trace?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
I think we're doing great.
We're waiting for the blizzard.
Well, yeah, snowpocalypse. You got to get, snowpocalypse. It's really nasty up on the summit right now, so.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Near Whiteout up there at times.
It was that way last Wednesday up there, and it never got here.
No, I know. So, remains to be seen. Sometimes they get them right, sometimes they get them wrong.
Exactly.
Like you said.
Sorry.
I agree. You know, everybody rips the meteorologists out there, if they downplay a storm and that you get pounded, then you get ripped. But like you said, rather take the precautions and be ready for it.
Yeah, I mean, particularly when they start warning people like on the interstate and stuff, because we all know what the Snowshoe Men Trail can be like.
Oh.
And I think it's I give them credit, it's a great job to have.
I know.
I'm going to guarantee you the professional gambler couldn't be wrong that often.
Tracy, you mentioned we just saw Chris Bryant, the outstanding Cubs rookie, unanimously chosen as the National League Rookie of the Year. And I guess, does it make a difference if you're unanimously or not? I mean, does it make it a bigger deal this way? Kind of clarify that a little bit.
I just think it shows that there was no doubt as to who the guy should be. It's just like I'm figuring in the next half hour when they announce it, I wouldn't be surprised to see Carlos Correa get unanimous for the American League. And, what impressed me about both those guys, you take Bryant. Here's a guy that his agent created all kinds of spring training controversy, right?
Yes.
Over whether or not he was going to be on the opening day roster. Really made him the center of attention for everything, and he handled it very professionally. He never once complained about anything, went about his job. But when he got called up to the big leagues, now you're wondering, how's he going to deal with the pressure? Because there's a lot of people, because of Boris, who are going to want to see him fail. And he knows that, because now he's been made out to be well, Brad, even though he never was. And so he had to deal with pressure. You get Correa, got 20-year-old kid, you go, okay, kid, you're going to play shortstop, hit third, we have a chance to win a world championship, let's see how you handle it. And not only did he handle playing the game well, but he was one of the most impressive young men I've ever gone and talked to after a game in my life. I mean, he was very mature, very, very aware of what was going on around him. So when you see that, and it goes with the physical ability, you look at guys and say, this isn't going to be one of those flashes. This isn't Joe Charbonneau. These are guys that really, MVP will be the next thing they're looking at after ROI.
Does it surprise you, though, that guys like you said, one of the most impressive young men to talk to, is that more often than not when you talk about guys who get with agents like he's got, that they don't take on an identity like their agent, or are they typically the opposite of that?
Well, I just think a lot of young players aren't used to the attention they're going to suddenly receive. Even the ones that go through college, they're so protected at that level as far as what days are available and what they have to do. And when you get to the big leagues, anytime something happens, you're expected to be accountable for what happened. And a lot of times guys will take things out of context. And I think Bryce Harper suffered a little bit by people taking things out of context that he said. And with a different situation, guys would think it was cute or clever, but they've decided that because he has Scott Boras as an agent, that they're going to try to portray him as a punk. And I don't think that's fair to him. Like the thing when he said, that's a clown question. Well, if somebody who was 23 or 29 instead of 19 said it, it would be, he was having fun with the media. But because Bryce Harper said it and he was 20 years old, he had to be a punk. And so I think a lot of kids, a lot of young players get pushed into an image that don't necessarily deserve. But, I mean, what I looked at with Correa when I talked to him was you're talking about a 20-year-old kid. He's being put in the number three spot in the lineup. which is arguably the best hitter on the team. He's playing shortstop, which is arguably one of the more challenging defensive positions. He's from Puerto Rico, so his number one, his primary language hasn't been English growing up, it was Spanish, and yet he was very comfortable in the whole situation, which just showed me such a maturity level and such a strong background for him as a person, you know, not just as a baseball player, but as a person. I guess that's what hit me, because he came out and they said, he'll be here in 4 minutes, and there were two of us waiting to talk to him. He came out and goes, are you two the only two that need to talk to me? I go, yeah. He goes, well, let's go over by my locker so we're not in everybody's way, you know, which was fine. And then he was just very good to talk to, very well spoken, and it's nice to see that.
Tracer Inglesby joining us here in the Sports Zone. So he gets the National League Rookie of the Year as a third baseman. Nolan Arenado, who we've talked about a lot over the baseball season, wins another Gold Glove and a Silver Slugger Award. So, you know, we got Chris Bryant as the Rookie of the Year. Is Nolan Arenado, though, the best third baseman in the National League?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't been three full seasons either. Remember, he got called up at the end of April his rookie year, and he's already won three Gold Gloves.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, he's got less than 3 years in the big leagues. He's got three Gold Gloves, and then he finally got recognized this year for his offensive ability. And I think what you look at with Nolan, and I'm not saying Chris Bryant won't get there, but, you know, we've had some eras of some pretty good third basemen all at the same time in the big leagues, and this could be another one of those. But, you know, Nolan has established over 3 years that this is what he's capable of doing. And when you look at the Rockies lineup at times, particularly after Tulowitzki left, it's like, okay, he's going to be more of a target. Well, he was even better. You know, he's an intriguing player because as more attention has gotten focused on him, he's responded to that by being a better player.
Tracy Inglesby here in the Sports Zone with us. How, this is maybe a loaded question, how good can a guy like Nolan Arenado be? I mean, we know he's talented, and you just never know what a career path a guy can take, but, I mean, where could we see this guy in the future? If he's already got 3 in 3 years, Gold Gloves, and we've seen the power numbers continue to go up, I mean, what's the ceiling, do you think?
Well, as Clint Hurdle used to say, greatness comes from consistency. You know, it doesn't come from a year or two, and I mean, I think we're seeing the potential of greatness with this guy because he's putting the years together back to back to back and getting better. I think the power we saw this year is a very realistic power, and it comes from he's a third year of the big leagues and he's understanding things better. He's learning. He's getting better, and I think a young guy like that in particular. Blake Doyle's able to help because Blake's been had a lifetime of running camp, the instructional camps, the Doyle brothers' camps down in Florida where you teach a lot and you're helping young players learn the game and adjust to the game. So I think that's really helped. That's helped him probably more than people realize that to have Blake Doyle there as a sounding board.
Very good. I saw you at the basketball game from afar, from our spot in the upper areas of the media. I saw you, Tracy, at the basketball game Friday night.
Right next to you. I mean, you act like you're so far away from it. I buy my tickets specifically to be there. You're not going to get any pity for me because you're up where you can see the entire court.
I don't mind it. I was speaking for Monty.
What?
Monty complains about being up that high. I actually enjoy it, too.
Actually, I don't mind it so much anymore because they moved a press room upstairs, and they got a freezer full of ice cream, so I'm happy.
He's got food on the way.
That's why he didn't like it. He didn't want to walk downstairs to have to go get a free meal.
That's right.
You know, you go right out of the portal, and you got the best ice cream in America sitting there for you. You just got to open up. You got to let some of those moths out of the billfold, and you can eat it.
I'm totally with you on that. The best ice cream there. You are on the money. And also, those burritos that they serve there, and those are awesome, too.
Yeah, nothing like sitting next to Keith after he's had a burrito or two.
I'm better than you. This conversation's going in the wrong place.
Yeah, well, I don't think this is where we were headed.
No.
Actually, the pregame has just started, Trace, so...
about a minute into the pregame.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of I like what I saw from a lot of the players, and I know Bristol is not going to be anything we think of as the season goes on. They're going to get a tougher test, but I like what I saw from Justin James. I liked what I saw from Trey Washington as well, from guys that are new. Man, he's not really new to the program. I like both those guys against Bristol. They were pretty good.
Well, Justin James, I keep saying it. I think he's probably the best player we've ever – most athletic player that's ever been recruited here. Now, whether he'll become the best player or not, time will tell, because that's going to count a lot on his mental approach when he gets in. But he does things and is so versatile. He can play four spots on the floor for you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you watch him, you just saw the smoothness, and he's not at full strength yet. But the guy, Washington, I was really excited, because last year you could see body language when the season started. He wasn't really happy about the redshirt idea. But when you watch him play right now, you realize he got into it, because you don't improve that much. And he's going to have three really impactful years. I mean, Josh Adams, it's Josh Adams' team, but I think those two guys are going to make Josh Adams' life a lot easier. Because Washington brings so much quickness, and he's not afraid. You know, he's not afraid to play the game. And that's fun to watch. I mean, do I think they're going to win 30 games? No, I don't think they're going to win 30 games.
No.
But I really think Josh Adams is going to have a chance to have a big senior season, but more than that, we're really going to see the formation of something coming from there. You know, it's just like the girls' game yesterday. You over for that?
Monty did. I was taking my kids.
No,
back
I did
to,
not
to care.
I was not feeling well yesterday.
Miguel from Spain, the freshman Garcia.
Marta Gomez.
She's pretty neat to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, Markel Dent is obviously the star of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be. I mean, she's voted player of the year in the conference. The team was picked in the bottom half of the league, and the people in the conference still voted her the best player in the league. But there's some freshmen on that team and sophomores that are going to be pretty good. And Marta, she's swishing the three-pointers. She hits four of them. And I think Skylar, the young gal from Kansas, who's a sophomore, she's really ready to step up and be a lot more of a player, too. I think both teams are going to be better than anyone wants to think they're going to be, but I'm sure they're not going to be good enough to keep everybody happy, because we're all looking for national championships. But you know what? You've got to watch things grow. But I think the people who go watch either one of those teams are going to go away feeling pretty good about themselves.